الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran has commanded us that we enter into the religion with totality. وَدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. And this command of Allah Azza wa Jal is for the believers. And this command of Allah Azza wa Jal is for those who already believe. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا. O you who believe, believe. If somebody is doing something and you still ask him to do it, it does not mean that he is not doing and you are asking him to do, but rather it means that he is not doing it properly. So when you say do it, meaning okay, you are doing it, but you need to do it properly. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam, all of it, and all of you. People, all of us, men, women, young, old, people, regardless of their race, their color, their ethnicity, everybody is required to come into the fold of Islam. And everybody is required to follow all of Islam, all of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen of Allah Azza wa Jal has many commands which we easily accept and which we easily follow. However, it also has commands which are difficult to accept and challenge to follow. If we only accept what we find easy and follow, then we are leaving a good portion and we are abandoning a big part of Islam, riyadu billah. When we leave some of the ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal and do not follow them, one is that we are not trying to perfect our deen. Another risk and another loss is that we will not gain the benefit which is intended from the religion. The deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is there for the benefit of human being. That's why salah is falah. Salah is falah. Salah is success. And success in dunya and also success in akhirah. Every hukum of Allah Azza wa Jal is in the interest of human being. So if we don't follow some of the ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we are losing. We are losing in dunya, and God forbid, we might lose in akhirah. Ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal are addressed to individuals. People as individuals are to obey those ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal. If they do not follow those individual ahkam, the individuals will lose. Individuals will lose. But the ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal, there are some which are for the communities, for the ummah collectively. If the ummah does not follow those ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal collectively, then the ummah in at large will lose. There are promises that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made to individuals. You do this, I do this. There are promises of Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah made to Muslims collectively. That if Muslims collectively do this, I do this. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And many ayat. If Muslims collectively do not obey the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the promises of Allah Azza wa Jal, which are for the jama'at, which are for the ummah, those promises will not be fulfilled. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is very fair and very just. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has very much clarity in the Quran and very much clarity in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is nothing more clear than Islam. There is nothing more open than Islam. Everything is open, everything is clear. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He has left a deen which is as clear as broad daylight. Taraktukum ala al-mahajjati al-bayda. I have given you evidence which is very bright and which is very open. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us this beautiful religion, and alhamdulillah, we acknowledge it, we appreciate it. But when it comes to following it, we take some and we leave some. تؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض. You believe in some and you disbelieve in some. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said this about Ahlul Kitab, about the Yahud and Nasara, that they believe in some and they disbelieve in some. Well, they used to believe in all of it, but they used to act upon some, and what they don't like, they will just disregard. So the disregard in amal, Allah considered it to be kufr. Because in amal, it is same. A person who is not acting upon it is like the person who is denying it. In amal, is same. That's why it's a very important matter for us to consider and to figure out about ourselves. If we are sincere and if we are honest with ourselves, how much of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is there in our life, in our ibadat, in our muamalat, in our daily life, in our dealings with people, in our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jalla, in our relationship with the people, in our manners, in our akhlaq, in our etiquette? How much is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla is there in our life? If we only obey the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which we please and which we like, then a big portion of deen is abandoned. And if we are sincere and if we are serious about following the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal with its totality, then we have to figure out what is it that we are not obeying, what is it that we are not following from the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and why not. When it comes to discussing these issues, either there is lack of interest in obeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, or there is lack of mujahada. The commands of Allah Azza wa Jal that we are not following, they require some sort of mujahada. They require some sort of a struggle, that we push ourselves and we resist any weakness and we resist any temptation. If I am not able, And if I am not ready to do mujahada, that simply means I have made my mind clear that this part of deen is not for me, which is a very dangerous matter. The ulama generally, because they are supposed to safeguard the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, so they play it down. They play it down and they say, yes, this person, he is a believer, but somehow he is lacking in this area, he is lacking in this area, but still he is a believer. But when we read the Quran and when we read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is very strict in many places where there is no compliance and there is no obedience with the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not consider such people to be believers. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشرب وهو مؤمن أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And there are many other hadith. A person who commits zina, he is not a believer while he commits zina. A person who steals money, he is not a believer while he steals money. A person who drinks alcohol, he is not a believer while he drinks alcohol. Now, do we need anything more clear than this? That when a person is disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, his iman is not there. When a person, he is neglecting the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, his relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal is not there. His sincerity with Allah Azza wa Jal is not there. So, the ulama in general, they do not disregard this person and they do not say that this person is out of the fold of Islam. But he is at the very border of al-iyadu billah kufr. He is almost out. Unfortunately, this has been misunderstood and we have comforted ourselves. And we have comforted our communities, we have comforted our generations that you do whatever you like, but still you are a believer. You pray, you don't pray, you are a believer. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying very clearly that the difference between us and the mushrikeen is salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned very clearly, a person who leaves salah intentionally, he has committed kufr. من طلق الصلاة متعمدا فقد كفر. A person who leaves salah intentionally, he has committed kufr. He has committed an act of kufr. And you have many ayat, many hadith like this. So we have comforted ourselves saying, you pray salah, you are a good Muslim. You don't pray salah, still you are a Muslim. You don't drink alcohol, you are a Muslim, good Muslim. You drink alcohol, you are still a Muslim. Okay, I don't. People say, all right, I am not a good person, but still I am who I am. So let me do anything and let me do everything. Still I belong to the party. This has to be understood properly and this has to be explained properly, especially the young generation, that this ma'asi, this disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, when it is committed, a person is at the border of kufr. A person is almost out of Islam. The ulama, because they take ihtiyat and they have caution and they don't want to do any injustice and they don't want to discourage any person from making tawbah, so they say he is still a believer and he could be still a believer, but he is at the very border of kufr, wa'iyadu billah. So you don't keep him there. Okay, if he has gone there, he is a believer so that he can come back. He is considered a believer so that you can pull him back and you can pull him inside. But you don't consider him a believer so that he can stay there forever. Okay, a person, God forbid, happened to be in a bad company and he misbehaved once, You say, okay, make tawbah, Allah is there to forgive you, come back. But you don't comfort him saying, no, you are all right. You are still a believer. So keep doing what you are doing. Unfortunately, many young people, they think it's all right. Anything you think of, they think it's all right. Anything. Many young people, before they go to the college, before they go to university, they don't learn that by committing a sin, you are very much far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not okay. It is not okay. Because if it was okay, Allah would have allowed it. Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited because it is seriously wrong. It is seriously not allowed. Some ulama, they have said, in fact, it is mentioned about Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayh. He said that, I just want to pray my 5 salawat. I want to just pay zakat, no sadaqah, no extra thing. I just want to reserve and focus all my energy and use and utilize all my strength to avoid haram. In terms of fara'id, I just want to do what is minimum and what is obligatory. But all the energy, I want to utilize it so that I can avoid haram. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us understanding and tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Pray soon.